Jerry White is in his 50s. He's a tall man in glasses, wearing a suit, and he's working the front of the pews inside the medical center's chapel. He's talking about his rosy childhood, growing up Irish Catholic in Massachusetts.
Where we got to, you know, play in the water and the ocean and sailboats, and we're expected to go to college.
Studying at Brown University, though, made him realize how little he knew of the world. So he decided to take classes in Jewish studies, which led to a junior year abroad in Israel. And that's when it happened.
It was a beautiful, like, spring day in April of 1984.
He was actually humming because he was so happy.
And suddenly I'm just, like, hiking, and boom!
A landmine exploded.
I have no foot. I have no foot.
Later, people asked him, but didn't you see the warning signs? And that made White realize that sometimes what happens when things go horrifically wrong is the tendency to blame the victims.
If only you hadn't done this, or you had seen the sign, or you had never gone to Israel. If only, if only, if only. And it's sort of funny how the world does that. So people who are survivors or victims of things also take on this social load. Sometimes it's guilt, survivor guilt. Sometimes it's like, I don't know, if only I didn't do that, or I should have known better. Not really helpful.
Sitting in the pews, listening to all of this, are mental health workers and a group of veterans.
I didn't grow up with a very good childhood, so I've always been a survivor. I've been surviving my childhood all the way through until when I got injured in Iraq.
Daniel Brazel is 32 years old, and he stands out because of all the Seahawks gear he's got on. He's a former Army Ranger who's got many dates when his life changed.
February 14th, 2005, April 4th, 2005, October 18th, 2001.
He's been hurt 5 times in combat, including both a brain injury and chemical burns that ripped up the inside of his legs. When White starts talking about a 5-step survival process, how you have to accept the facts.
My leg was not growing back, that I wasn't a starfish.
Or how you have to choose life and envision a future.
My life is more than my body, perhaps, more than this date.
Brazel starts nodding his head.
You know, I got to keep pushing yet, because I'm not dead. I'm still here, you know.
Without even knowing about White's 5-step survival guide, Brazel realizes he's already gone through all of it.
One by one by one, I got to step 5, where it's pretty hard for somebody that's been injured to step out of their shadow and into helping somebody else's shadow.
Step 5 is about finding ways to give back. White says it can be in small ways and not on the scale of, say, Nelson Mandela.
I'm always looking for the mini Delas. Like, who are the ones in our communities where you're like, day after day, they're just sort of, they're in there. They're in the game.
Brazel's in the game. He volunteers with the VFW, and he also takes vets out on hunting trips. He came to hear what White had to say because he carries a motivational tool bag.
An invisible bag that if somebody gives me a good piece of information, I throw it in a bag and I'm like, okay, that's good information for later.
Jerry White works as a deputy assistant secretary with the State Department. He's also the author of the book, Getting Up When Life Knocks You Down. I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.